Thank you for clicking on this video. This is Bogus Bird from the SFLs Podcast, and I had just finished watching The Blue Beetle in theaters. Let's go ahead and review this thing. Is this a good movie? Does it suck? Is it worth your time? Should you go watch this? Let's break it down. So the main story is you meet Jaime Reyes. He has just graduated from college, and he comes back home. He has high expectations, and then realism hits him in the face, and he realizes that even with a college degree, you're still starting from the bottom. Sad but true. We then get to meet his family, and his family is like super, super supportive of him. I've watched other reviews myself, and everybody, all the ones that I've seen, talk about how great the family is, how tight they are, the bond that they share. And yeah, it's true. They have a really tight bond. They are the Hispanic Latino family that one would aspire to be. The love between them is evident. The support is there. The picking on each other is there. But I also have to say that they were going for the Latino representation, of course, right? Like, that's the demographic they're aiming at. And if you're a Latino, you're a Hispanic that enjoys these kind of movies, these superhero movies, this movie is for you. Yes, it is aimed for you. There's tons of Easter eggs and a ton of Latino references, and it's going to be that much more enjoyable for you. Now, this does not mean that it is not enjoyable for everyone else, because I did find enjoyment outside of the Latino references. You meet the family, you meet everyone, you see how Jaime is trying to work his way up, trying to find a way to make some dough so he can be the breadwinner, make some money for his family. He gets caught up with the Beetle situation, and it chooses him, and holy crap, you thought that it looked cool when he was transforming in the trailer? Oh, it is sick. The first transformation, the full scene. It's beautiful. It's so cool. It's eerie. It's creepy looking. Like they went for like a horror vibe there. It was really cool to see. From there, it does kind of dwindle down a little bit. It's more of a, hey, let's figure out how to get this Beetle off of me, and oh no, the villain is trying to get the Scarab back. We got to stop her. It's nothing new. The story is nothing new. It's not going to really stand out. It's nothing out of the extraordinary. It's not going to wow you. It's not going to win any awards. It's basic. It's simple. To the point, that's not really a bad thing, but it's definitely not going to be something that will lure you in. It serves its purpose. It's fine. It's okay. There are some stand-up performances, though. I do have to say that Xolo Maridueña, I wasn't sure if the kid was ready to lead a major role like this, and the kid did great. He was awesome. He did a really good job. I've got to give it to the kid. I really hope that there's more of Blue Beetle going forward. I really hope James Gunn keeps him, because, yeah, I really liked him in the role. I liked him as Jaime. I think he did a great job. Another standout performance, got to give it to George Lopez. The man had fun in this one. He was clearly the comic relief. He was hilarious. He was great. He was awesome. Almost every joke that he said landed with me. It was good. It was a good time. But soon after that, they run into Carapax, who serves as the main lackey, the main henchman, the dude in the suit. Him. And that dude, man, the scars that they give this guy, the look that this guy has, menacing, terrifying. The guy's a nightmare. And he's a really good villain for Blue Beetle to fight. The suit that the guy wears at first, like, it stands up to the Blue Beetle while Jaime and the Beetle are fighting back and forth. They're not on the same page. It evens out. And then there's Victoria, who is the big boss. She's the head of the Cord Company. And she's basically pulling the strings, right? Like, she's the mastermind here. She's the one in charge. She's the big dog. And for her, like, I gotta say that Susan Sarandon, I mostly know from Bad Moms, the second one. Well, that's a comedy, right? But it almost felt like the same character. Just turn her into less of a gambling problem mom, into a corporate mom. And it's almost the same character. But back to the comedic spots, like, everything, like, it had a good balance. The movie had a really good balance between action and storytelling and comedy. I didn't feel like it was too much of one thing. I just think it was very well balanced. It's a decent flick. I thought it was good. But even with all this good stuff, there's some bad stuff to it, which I didn't like, of course, right? Like I mentioned a little bit on the story. The story was simple, it was basic, it's to the point, it serves its purpose, and this is true. But I felt like the story started falling apart when they wanted to start giving the villain, the lackey, Carapax. So when they started to try and give him a story, I didn't feel it, man. I didn't feel like it was just way too late into the movie to give him some backstory. By the time they showed what was going on with him, already in my head, I was like, man, he's a yes man. He's just a lackey who's got some power behind him. But by the time they got to his story, I was like, oh, well, I don't care now. You know, like it didn't do it for me. It just did not do it for me. And I kind of wish that they did spread out his story a little more throughout the film. It was that definitely felt unbalanced. There was a character, another lackey. He was more of the doctor type for Victoria. I felt like that guy had a way better story arc than Carapax did. It's not really supposed to be that way. And then there's Victoria. Back to her. She was a pain in the ass. She was a bee. She was unlikable. I didn't like her. Oh, well, this is a good thing. I didn't like her. She felt like a corporate Karen. I don't know if I'm supposed to feel that way towards a villain. It was just like, you. It's you. That's the kind of hatred that I was feeling towards this character. But it's not necessarily you're a villain. It was just like, you're annoying. Shut up. Like, you know, it was a different type of villain, and she was largely forgettable. She was largely unimportant for the most part. I mean, like, I heard this in other reviews too, a generic villain, and it was kinda true. She was just there to serve her purpose, be the antagonist, and yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to take anything away from Susan Sarandon. She played the role well of the Super Karen, but nah, it was just, I don't know, it just felt a little underwhelming for those kind of villains with such little story behind them to be the first big threat for Blue Beetle. Another thing that I didn't like, it felt very rushed, the relationship between the Beetle's AI, that's what I'm gonna call it, the AI, because I mean, it sounds like a freaking robot, and Jaime. And you know, that the relationship between those two entities is not supposed to be super smooth. They're always supposed to be at odds. They do get along, right? But they're supposed to be at odds. Think of it like Venom and Brock. They work together because they have to, if they want to survive. But they're not getting along 100% of the time. And it just felt very quick. It felt too quick. I want to see more conflict between those two. If there is a sequel, or if Jaime is reprised in another movie or something, makes an appearance, I want to see more of that conflict, because it was too convenient. It's not supposed to go that way, dude. That's one of the things that makes Blue Beetle interesting as a character. And for them to take that away, it's just going to make Jaime, the Blue Beetle, look like Iron Man, just a guy in a suit. And and even furthermore, Iron Man had that AI in a suit too, Jarvis. Yeah, it's just gonna be that. And we don't need a copy of Iron Man. Blue Beetle is cool on his own. He's got a cool power set, and he's got a good, different, interesting story with that, you know, the similar story again to Venom, and that's fine. You know, he's like a mixture of the two, kind of, sort of, and you know, it works. If you ever watched the animated series Young Justice, you see a lot more Blue Beetle in there, and that's what I'm talking about, where there's conflict there, like every other episode. Something's going on, they're not agreeing on stuff. During a fight, like, they're contrasting, and it's chaotic between them. And that's what I'd like to see on screen a little bit more. And now for the ugly part. So me being Latino myself, right, I was watching this movie and I'm thinking like, oh, okay, they're highlighting all the good stuff from the Latino family. Where's the negative stuff? I mean, Latino culture, I mean, yes, there is a lot of love and a lot of bondness between the family, but there's also a lot of negative stuff there, dude. There's a lot of tough love there, you know, like, and they kind of showed a little bit of it, like they called him cabezón, you know, they called him a big-headed kid, and you know, there's some representation there, but like I felt like the mom was out of place because the mom was supposed to be the one be like, no, I don't want you to do this, no, I'm the boss here, like, you know, that's every single Latino mom, that's just what they do, you know. I don't know, man, they're all linked up and they click, that's just how it is, man. But there was none of that here. It was all the positive stuff, and it really kind of romanticized the Hispanic culture. For the movie, it's fine. I get it. It's a movie. It's representation. I get it. It's fine. But yeah, it was just kind of lingering in the back of my head, like, that's not really how that goes. But it's fine. It's fine. One thing that kind of bugged me as well was that Jaime's parents spoke Spanglish, and they're doing it for the movie purposes, of course. But again, back to real Latino culture, like that first generation of parents, like, you know, there's grandma usually who's from the motherland and there is no English there. That was correct. Yeah, they got that right. But then that second gen is usually still Spanish only, usually for the most part. But there was a lot of English there. And again, they're doing it for the movie. But still, you know, I just wanted to point that out. But I did feel like that third gen, Jaime's and his sister, they had that. They nailed that perfectly. That third gen is exactly the way that it should have been. And I think they know that part perfectly fine. Not only that, but there was a lot of dark undertones to some of the characters there. Like, towards the end, I'm not going to spoil it, but the grandma, like in the trailer, you see her holding the gun, right? And then at some point, I think it was Jaime who asked her, like, hey, or it was, how do you know how to hold that gun so properly? And she was like, oh, I'll tell you later. And, you know, she spills out a line that kind of makes you think, like, whoa, this woman has gone through some stuff. And there's a lot of dark themes underneath there. Like, you just have to know what, you know, a little bit what happened back in the past. Like a lot of dark stuff there that they kind of sugarcoated. And then again, they did the same thing with Carrot Pax, the villain, the guy in the suit. He kind of had a moment as well where it shows that dark past, that dark undertone. It's like, oh man, that, like it's dark, and they don't highlight it in the movie a lot, but you know, it's there. If you see it and you notice it, it's like, oh wow, that's some yeah, that's some dark stuff right there. For the purpose of the movie, like, you know, it's more of a family movie. I understand why they didn't touch it, but the underlines are there, and preferably would have liked to see a little bit more of that, but I know why they didn't. In conclusion, though, I have to say that I did enjoy the movie. I liked it a lot more than what I thought I was going to like it. It's not a generic superhero movie. It's not a great superhero movie. I would still say it was very good. Would I watch this again in theaters? I think no. I think I wouldn't. Would I watch it again when it streams on Max? Yeah. Yeah, I definitely would. Would I tell my friends that it's worth watching? Yeah. Yeah, you should watch this. At least once. Yeah, I thought it was very good. Not only Latinos will enjoy it, I think that everyone could enjoy it. At least have a good time. They'll have a nice laugh. And again, Sholo Maridueña did pretty darn good job with it. Some of that Cobra Kai training came into play with his fight scenes. And I mean, it worked pretty good, man. Like, I had fun with it. So what would I rank this? I would say I would give it 4 tacos on the drama. I would give it 3 pupusas on the comedy. And then 5 tamales on the action. Yeah, I think so. That's what that's what I'm going to do. What does that mean? Absolutely nothing. I would score this kind of thinking I'm torn between a 7.5 and an 8 out of 10. Again, I had fun with it. It was good. It was good watch. I do hope that Sholo continues on, and I hope that there's a sequel. I really do, because I think they just scratched the potential out of this character. I do like the Blue Beetle from the Young Justice, the series that I watch. Yeah, I like his character. I think that he could do good stuff, bringing a little more lore for the Blue Beetle itself. I think they can make a good sequel right there. And this one sets up a sequel, which I'm not going to say what it is, but I think there's potential for good storytelling there. I am curious to see what they do, and I hope that they do more with this. So that's what I have to say about the Blue Beetle. It was fun. I enjoyed it. I liked it. Best movie of the year? No. But should you go watch this? I think so. I think you'll enjoy it, and you'll have a good time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. This is Bugs Bird signing out, and we will catch you on the next one.